Make sure and go to MyPillow.com. Right now, Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts, $25. They just put up this promo, $25 instead of $149, down all the way to $25 for the slippers. What a great gift. And you can grab these at MyPillow.com in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day. This is a must. Get on it right now. Make sure you have these slippers because they're amazing. And size up a little bit. Size up one size. You'll love me for this one. So make sure and go for $25. You cannot not get this deal at MyPillow.com right now.
I started working in a hospital when I was 14. I learned through some hard experiences that health isn't just about longevity. It's about quality of life. Working with patients, trying to get them to eat more fruits and vegetables, it just was impossible. Most of my patients were eating less than 3 servings of fruits or vegetables a day. That's when I decided I need to find a different way. That's how I developed Balance of Nature. It gives your body the chemistry it needs to help your cells run at their optimum. It's real. It's real science. It's real fruits and vegetables, and it's real people. I would attribute the success of Balance of Nature going from a back room in my practice to millions of servings of fruits and vegetables being served to the world every single day to the simple fact that it works.
As a special holiday offer, get $25 off plus a free fiber and spice with your first preferred order. Use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And if you go down there, you better just be well. A man named Leroy Brown.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Boy, do we have some things to talk about today. And this next segment will not lack in any way because of the things that are going on right now. And I'll give you an observance I have, too. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to preparewithkate.com. This is your window. Remember, this is your window to get the things in your home, intangible product like that you can eat, you know, things that will make your life a little easier. Be prepared. I can't say that enough. Preparewithkate.com. There's also the Pure Body Spray, and I love this spray from Touchstone. Carrie Madej talks about it a lot, too, and takes it. I do, too. And it's a spray that you just spray in your mouth. Almost tastes like water, and it gets rid of the metals. My daughters use it, too, and for their kids. And let me just tell you, we got a lot of toxins and a lot of metals in our stuff, everything. We're surrounded by it. So it's a great spray as well. And you'll find those ads on the podcasts when you listen to the podcast. But great, great products. Also, the FIQ. Morley's coming on tomorrow to talk about some of the things that he thinks people really need. Because everyone's like, supplementation, like, what do I take and what do I not have to take? And I feel overwhelmed. And so he'll come on and talk about that tomorrow, what you should actually be taking. So they're just fantastic. And everything's on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. I'll use the code Kate, so that helps the show, so I thank you. Let me first share this with you. I'll share with you a thought I had, and I could be wrong, but I want to share with you. I always share with you kind of what's on my brain, right? And then I want to share with you what they're doing, what the fraudulent Biden administration's doing to people like Dennis Prager and Turning Point, okay? First thing. All of a sudden, I saw Daily Wire say and announce that they're going to put all their shows on Twitter next week. And I was like, This was right after Ron DeSantis said, I'm going to announce for presidency on Twitter. And then you have Tucker Carlson going to Twitter, which it really changes the landscape. He's not talking TV deal. And I know his contract could probably stipulate that the competitive quality of that, you can't go to another station. But this is a pretty calculated choice. And the only thought I had, I just kept having this thought. I'm like, you know, TV is very anonymous. You can watch it. And they think they have the ratings because those used to be tied to landlines. Radio ratings, too, tied to landlines. It's really old school, okay? Very anonymous. But if you take all the programming for conservatives and you centralize it and you put it on Twitter in subscription and you know who's watching, you know exactly... Who's out there? Interesting change of dynamic for these kinds of informational shows, okay? I'm just kind of throwing that out there because before it's been very anonymous. You can just watch TV and nobody really knows what you're watching unless you're really putting it out there. But
well, it's the same reason that our single political party in this country pretends to be two.
Yeah.
because you register as a member of that group.
Right.
They know what you're doing then.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have more direct access to you. That's why I keep telling people to register independent. Mm-hmm. They can't do that then.
So this was breaking. Thanks, Susan. So the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, paid $40 million to anti-terrorism program, comparing TP Turning Point USA, Heritage, and PragerU to Nazis using Antifa propaganda. The Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program, oh my gosh, under the fraudulent administration, gave a total of 80 grants, costing taxpayers just under $40 million, right? So let me play this quick clip from Maria. Here we go. Bartolova, here we go.
Fox Business, a bombshell new report reveals the Biden administration is using taxpayer money to wage a covert war on conservatives and Christian groups. The Media Research Center, a conservative watchdog group, obtaining documents showing DHS, Department of Homeland Security, is using a program meant to fight terrorists, which includes groups like the Heritage Foundation, MAGA, Fox News, even the Republican National Committee, in the same category as Nazis. Joining me right now is Media Research Center founder and president Brent Bozal. Brent, it's great to have you this morning. We want to know more about this. Tell us what you found and this so-called pyramid of far-right radicalization.
Don't you love how they use those words?
It's an astonishing finding, Maria. There's the program called the Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Grant Program. This is supposed to find domestic terrorists in America. It was started by Obama. There was concern by Republicans that it would be weaponized against Republicans and conservatives. Trump put the kibosh on it. It's come back now with Joe Biden. You have that pyramid. Where's that pyramid coming from? There are 80 recipients of money so far. They've received $40 million in grants. We've done FOIAs on 31 of them. The University of Dayton, none of them have wanted to respond. Here we go again. Recipients of public money won't tell the public what their money is for. The University of Dayton wouldn't give it to us. We found the documents. Anyway, look at that pyramid. This was a conference in December of 2021. In the first layer, you've got Heritage, you've got the you've got Fox News, you've got Christian Broadcasting, you've got the Republican National Committee. Already you've got more than half of America is on the list. The second level torques it up. More dangerous groups. Turning Point USA, Tea Party Patriots, PragerU, Breitbart, that American Conservative Unit. Then the third level is pro-Nazi organizations. And the top one is militant Nazi organizations. So there you go, the pyramid, showing the progression.
But the biggest part of the foundation of the pyramid is all of the news with Fox News, right? And then PragerU and Breitbart and all of that. And so those are bigger pieces of the pyramid than the Nazi stuff, okay? I love how they always go to Nazi stuff. They have to, right? Try to associate anyone conservative with being a Nazi, white supremacist. But I thought this was kind of interesting because if Fox's move was more calculated, let's just put everything aside and say these moves are very calculated. The theater of this is very calculated. You start with the downfall of what people perceive as conservative news, because I don't think Fox News is conservative. And then you lump everyone else in there too, okay? And then you demonize, right, as Pelosi would say. And then you market it, okay? Mm-hmm. But then you move people someplace else. Two, at the same time, I always feel like cattle. They're always moving us around. And that's why I say they're moving us to Twitter for a reason. Anyway, go ahead.
So here's what's actually, to me, more upsetting than naming who they're attacking. It's who they're funding to prevent targeted violence and terrorism. They're funding state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, nonprofits with 501c3 status, institutions of higher learning.
Mm-hmm.
That's who they're giving money to hunt for terrorists in this country.
They're hunting for terrorists.
Yeah.
Don't you think terrorists would manifest themselves? Would you need to hunt for them like this?
Yeah.
Do you guys remember when they said ISIS was going to come around and burn down cities and bomb us all?
Uh-huh.
Did that ever happen? No. Mm-mm. No. No. This is really about PragerU and the takedown of conservative media is really what this is. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Uncle Milty brought up the McCloskeys.
Yes.
And if I recall correctly, Mrs. McCloskey had a gun that was non-operational, her handgun.
Oh.
And the prosecutor mm-hmm. and the DA, they took the gun, had it mm-hmm. disassembled and reassembled to make it a working, operational gun.
Thank you for that. Yeah. Appreciate that. Wow. I did not know that.
I didn't know that one either.
Thank you. Look, this is, they're going to focus on the money. At this point, with we have a printing machine going on. So to me, this isn't about the money. This is just what they're doing with the money. And they're going to focus on the money though. And I know a lot of people are just really into the budget and really, I'm not because we're so far beyond that with what they can do to us. So I don't, who cares? They're going to use all kinds of money like this for the worst reasons. But this is, I just think there's so much more going on behind this, especially with Twitter suddenly becoming the beacon and light of truth. I don't trust Elon, and you guys know that. But there seems to be this big movement there. It could be nothing. But I sat there thinking, all right, now everyone's going to Twitter to do their show. I don't know. It's just very centralized to me. And I just wonder if they're going to lean on these other places and everyone sort of moves in the same direction. I don't know. I don't know. Just something's off to me.
This targeted violence and terrorism mm-hmm. prevention grant program,
uh-huh.
if you want to go back historically and compare it to, mm-hmm. say, the SS that mm-hmm. Hitler started. Uh-huh.
Well, they love to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm talking about the program.
Oh, yeah.
By the government.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's Nazi.
They're using it
yeah.
to go after us, uh-huh. the conservative white people.
Yep.
We are the modern-day Jews of Germany in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
They're yeah. coming after
us. They flipped
us.
The script.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Biden keeps telling everybody, we're all white supremacists.
We're all white supremacists.
If you're white, the likelihood of you being a supremacist
and
is pretty
eventually
high.
Somebody's yeah. going to get angry and say, let's do something about those white supremacists.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so interesting because I would love to see the terrorism program comparing Turning Point USA, Heritage, and PragerU. I'd like to see which videos and which scripts came out of there that say, please become a white supremacist Nazi.
Yeah.
We need mm-hmm. you. That's what I want to see. That will be very interesting to see if that's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Because you would have to prove this, right? You're going to use $40 million dollars with grants. You're going to have to somewhere say this is happening. And
they wouldn't lie.
Never. But I just kept thinking that the centralization of knowing who's who in America and knowing what you subscribe to generally more centralized than ever before might be the object of their affection. And I can see that as a huge problem. You know, if something ever happened, would I move to Twitter? Would I just go right to my website? Well, first off, I'd go right to my website. You would find me there always live streaming. But would I go to Twitter? At this point, I really can't prove what's off. So I might go there as these shows are going there as well and have a presence there too. But I don't know. I just keeps hitting me that there's so much more of a concerted effort behind this. And the whole Tucker thing, was there more behind a calculation of this than we think it was a surprise? I don't know. I don't think anything comes by surprise. I do think that the powers that be are leaning on people to shut down media. Yes. 100%. It's happening mm-hmm. right now all across America. And like I said, if you go to every kind of news you get, the story and the perception of the story are exactly the same. There's nothing different. You will perceive what's happening in America in the exact same way with the exact same adjectives in every media coverage there is.
Yep.
Print or talking or TV. That's just how it goes. It's what everybody everybody wants. Safe. That way you don't know what's really going on and you don't really know the powers that be and what they're doing.
You know, anyone that's seen one of those collages of all the news broadcasts where they're all, no matter where in the country they are, they're saying the exact same thing. Anybody who doesn't understand that that's intentional has to be a blithering idiot.
You'd have to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not coincidence.
And to think that people are all on the same accord, okay? Everyone that runs a news organization, extremely liberal. You tell me where a conservative is, I'd like to know, okay? And then on top of that, they all just magically, within the same few minutes, came up with the exact same perception without any alteration or any additional question or any anything. I mean, it's kind of amazing, right? But that's what you're going to find all across America. You won't find conservatives in news media. Very, very rare. Very rare, and they don't last long. Because it's kind of a bully situation, you know? Can't write that. Can't say that. Can't show that on TV. And then you're kind of outed. No airtime for you. You know what I'm saying? On TV. So.
You know, and sadly, they've set it up in a way where, look, everybody and every conservative person enjoys watching Fox News because it's so much better than CNN. That doesn't make it good.
No. Now look at Fox News. I want to show you something. She said on the Fox News program, the far right radicalization. Now, you would never say that. I would never say far right radicalization on the air. Okay? But she used that on the program. But then she's there to tell you what a bad thing this is they're doing. But she is furthering the narrative by using the same adjectives of CNN. You would hear that on CNN. But Maria's saying it on Fox.
As if the far right radicalization exists.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
There's no far right radicalization. You mean truth telling? You mean exposing? That's radicalization?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're radicals. But that's what I'm talking about. Fox News uses all the same words as CNN. They just do it in a little twist so you think they're on your side.
Yeah.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Love it. I know you're doing the white man hope about it. Come on. You can't, like, not move to this. Come on. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Yeah, we'll take your calls. We have time. Yeah, sure. We have a few minutes. 888-673-1450. You know, it used to be very separate. Government did their thing over here. Media did their thing over there. Now it's very convoluted. A lot of ties that bind. Government getting involved with media. Media getting involved with government. Government telling media what to say, what to cover. And it's getting scary out there. It's getting scary. You know what? I'll take a call. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, the great show. The powers that be have been after Dennis Prager for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think YouTube has censored about over 100 of his videos.
Yeah.
One of them was on the Ten Commandments because it had the word murder in it, as in, thou shalt not murder.
Right. Amazing. And not in a good way.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Great show.
I really appreciate you. Thank you for that.
You know, historically, any totalitarian government has had a propaganda machine in their government.
Okay.
Hitler's was Joseph Goebbels, and he managed all the propaganda. Somebody in the United States today is doing that job.
Mm-hmm.
They're the today's version in the United States of Joseph Goebbels for Hitler.
Yeah.
Who is it? There has to be somebody. Who is it?
You know, it's a lot of people, and there's a lot of money at stake, and there's a lot of favors, and a lot of people want to just be in favor of government because for what they might get, They might get a favor. Yeah. They might get something. You might get something, you know. It's very alluring because you want to be on good footing. And so if people constantly bring up the truth and it goes against what the narrative is, they go, that's not peaceful. It's like, well, yeah, because truth is going to contradict the lies you're being told. But the lies really aren't peace. They're just being sold as peace.
But do you really think somebody like mm-hmm. Tucker Carlson would sell himself for $20 million a year?
I don't know.
Yeah. That's a million, tough question to ask, you know.
Well.
But I would have to mm-hmm. say that the vast majority of people in that situation would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry. How could you?
They would.
I mean, envision yourself saying no to a $20 million a year contract to get up there and spew garbage.
Yeah, I know. And people do it. And people right now want to feel very complacent because it's a nice feeling, too. And there's a lot of that going on. It's just I want to feel nice. You bring up truth. Oh, it makes me uncomfortable. That means I have to do something. I like this over here.
Yeah.
Head in sand is a really good move for me.
And I don't have to worry.
I don't have to worry. I'm just you make nice. So if you're ever friends with the powerful in this country, when I say powerful, you know I'm being facetious because they think they're powerful. And if you're ever friends with them and you're in the media, you are on the wrong side of the equation. Because media has always been there to say, you know, or tried to at least in the way back machine, tell the truth about government. So if you're friends with the powerful, if you're slapping backs and, so good to see you, Bob. If you're that, then I promise you, you're probably not telling the truth about the people in power.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't like it. They don't like you. And they let you know it.
They wouldn't like me?
No. They hate you. You're hated.
That really bothers me.
Yeah. So I think it's a badge of honor to be hated by the powers that be.
Absolutely.
Because that means you're exposing them and exposing the truth about what happens. And that's a badge of honor I will wear proudly. People don't hate me. The government hates me. Yeah. The government hates me. But
it even happens in your town.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it happens everywhere.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere.
It's not just the feds.
So the powers that be, powerful people. And that's why you always have to check yourself. You always have to check yourself. Or, you know, who are your buddies? You know, who are your friends? Anyway, I've got good people around me and I'm okay with being hated by a lot of people. It's fine. Bring it. I so thank you for listening in. There was a lot shared today. That was a lot. We were all kind of all over the place, but it was a lot. And I really appreciate Chris Ann for coming on too. She's been coming on the show for 8 years. Amazing stuff. She always shares with us every Thursday about the Constitution that we need to know. And she covered two really good court cases today. So if you want some good news, get that podcast. I'll be putting up podcasts in just a minute. Thank you. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow for the Friday show. Did you guys know you can go to mystore.com from MyPillow? Instead of going to mypillow.com, go to mystore.com. It's like a mini Amazon. People don't know about this, and I absolutely love this because you can use the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and get stuff off of automotive and pet supplies. And I mean, you name it, there's a product on there for you. And it is really amazing. The thing is run by Mike Lindell from mypillow.com and my store. You get to use the same code Kate to get all the savings. Right now, the $25 slipper, regular $149. When you put it in the cart and you put in the promo code, it reduces in the checkout. And so many products are like that. And you can get products pennies on the dollar. Whereas Amazon, you don't have that, but you do have that on mystore.com every single time you order from mystore.com. These are the same folks. It's mypillow.com. But go to mystore.com and look around. You're going to love it. I swear you're going to love it. I love this website now. Make sure and go there and put the code in Kate. Thanks, you guys. Supports the show and keeps us on the air. Thank you.